You know what I want?
What's up?
I would like to have a space spider named Hanoush to be my best friend.
Dude, we all need a Hanoush in our lives for sure.
I'm serious.
We do.
Also, I've learned over the years is if you have a haunted house in Japan, go into it.
Yeah, how well did that work for The Grudge?
Great, which we're going to talk about The Grudge as well. So our movies this week are Spaceman and Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder in Hell. I said that correctly, everyone. That is the actual title of the Japanese horror film from 1995 that I thought was made actually in the 80s. Let's get into it.
Oh, Spaceman. All right. So let me just pull up, my Spaceman notes because gosh dang. All right. Spaceman. It is a new drama that has come out on Netflix with our main guy who you usually see in lots of our favorite comedy movies from the days, Adam Sandler. Honestly, before we get into it, seeing Adam Sandler in a lot of his drama roles, like Uncut Gems and that basketball one, I can't remember the name of it.
Hustle.
Yeah, that one. Dude, like, honestly, that's a great movie. I am loving the Adam Sandler arc of like drama, like serious movies. Like, he does amazing.
Oh. Before we get into the summary, a synopsis of the movie, we get started here. My first note is Adam Sandler, a serious film, like I'm in, because yeah. I can go back to, I've never watched the whole thing. It's shame on me, but Punch Drunk Love was his first dramatic role that he did really well in. And there was another one that is just crushing. It's Rain Over Me, about a guy that loses his family in 9/11. And he fucking kills it.
Oh my.
Like, it was the moment I'm like, Adam Sandler can act? I've always liked Adam Sandler. I love his car. I say that with all the respect. I love Adam Sandler. I love his movies, except for Jack and Jill. We don't speak
of it. We don't talk about that. Nah. We don't talk about Jack and Jill at all. I've never actually seen
it, but I just know that I just don't want to talk about it. Or the, I want to say Magnificent Seven, but that's the actual movie. The West.
Oh, Ridiculous Six.
Yeah, there was a spoof. Thank you. Besides those, I love Adam Sandler.
Okay, I will defend.
I'm just saying the truth.
I will defend Ridiculous Six. It's actually a funny movie.
Okay, I haven't seen it, so I guess I shouldn't say anything.
I
haven't seen Jack and Jill either, but...
Hey, no, Jack and Jill, that's okay to stay away from. I think there's been enough evidence on the internet telling us, hey, stay away from Jack and Jill. I think even Adam Sandler was. I think Adam Sandler was even like, "Yeah, nah, just skip it, please." But
speak of it,
Ridiculous Six. No, that's Taylor Lautner in that. It was weird seeing. It was funny seeing him. But all right, back on topics. Taylor Lautner.
Got him. I was saying, who's Taylor Lautner? I know who he is.
Those vampire movies. Yeah, those vampire movies. I thought you were going to say, who cares? Anyways.
Who cares?
Who cares? All right. Anyways, Spaceman. You should watch the movie and definitely probably say, yeah, good for him, for sure. Anybody who's seen the movie, yeah, good for him, if you know what I mean. If you know, you know. But going back to Adam Sandler, this movie, is about an astronaut on a solo mission, trying to investigate this, questionable, cosmic event that's going on in the sky. That's, has these particles that people believe that could further technology, I believe. And he, goes up alone and he's the loneliest man. And they kind of really push into that he is very lonely and depressed. And throughout
how
the
movie, you not be?
Yeah. And he's going through relationship troubles as well. So he's trying to get in contact with his wife while stuck in this spacecraft. But he is joined in his travels by a spaceman himself, I guess. More like a space spider.
I don't think, you know, obviously he looks just like a spider.
Yeah, he's a spider with more, and like tentacles. A spider with tentacles. Yeah, that's the Hanush.
I guess it's Hanush.
Yeah, I think it was Hanush, but it's played by Paul Dano, which I'm not gonna lie, he is really good at playing a very like creepy, like he has a very creepy voice. I will say that, and just kind of like unsettling. It's unsettling at first.
You know, I'm like, it's Paul Dano. I'm like, how he's talking, I'm like, this is gonna go poorly.
But
because it's Paul Dano, so I'm just like that. How he speaks, I'm like, I don't know if I trust him.
Yeah, no, and gosh dang it. Spaceman, I'm glad that we're starting off with this movie, but Spaceman, there's so much to talk about. Like, it's a packed movie for sure. There's a lot of subliminal, like, you know, teachings and all that stuff, but this, you know, space spider and Adam Sandler kind of, you know, discover a lot about themselves, especially Adam Sandler, and, you know, discover the secrets of the universe together, which honestly sounds like a great TV show. They should definitely do
that would be a great
the adventures of, you know, the astronaut and the space spider. There we go. We need that.
On and everything, like classic 80s.
Yeah, we need it because
it's just like, it's Hanush.
Hanush and yes, Matt. Comes in. Yeah. And he's just like
recorded in front of a live studio audience.
It's like, how? What? How did it do that? But it's yeah, no, this honestly, watching this movie, I cried. You know, it got heavy, really heavy in the middle, and the outpour of tears came out at the end.
Oh my God, you cried?
I cried.
What a little bitch. I didn't cry at all.
Yeah, sure you did. Before we started recording, you were like, yeah, that was tough.
I'm a man. I didn't cry. I was just a space spider.
I don't have this thing called emotions. We don't. Nah.
But I definitely didn't yell out very at the screen going, Hanush! Like the Castaway and Tom Hanks when he's like, Wilson!
Wilson!
That was me.
Hanush! Yeah, no. With Hanush! When I recommended this movie to you, I was just like, okay, I think this is going to be really interesting because you have arachnophobia. And so I was just like, okay, this is going to be an interesting, I was excited to hear your perception of this movie. Based on the fact of you got arachnophobia, so it's like, how did you respond to Hanush? And it's great to hear that you fell in love with him. And
no, it was like when I first saw him, I was like, no,
yeah,
please no,
like
I get a spider in space.
Yeah, because again, so
like alien bears, but space spiders.
Just like eight-legged freaks on steroids. Anyways, But no, the movie starts out, it's setting up the, you know, the plot of, you know, this guy's alone up in this space pod, whatever. It's not a space station where he has a lot of, you know, room. He's by himself in this cramped little area. It's not that much, but you see him, you know, he's working out, he's doing all these, you know, things that astronauts would do. And he gets on this video call to kind of give like a sit rep of like, hey, like, yep, I'm this close to the anomaly. It's going to be great. Happy, whatever. And you're seeing like, oh, this is, you know, he's kind of faking it. A lot of people are they have like pre-recordings of him actually, you know, looking fine, but he is just descending more and more into just loneliness and depression. And he's asking for his wife, which his wife does not like him. And we see that, we see why throughout the movie. And
in the beginning, we don't really,
in the beginning, we don't know.
Pretty much she's like leaving him when he's in space. And I was like, when we come across the first time, I'm like, what a bitch.
Right.
Why would you do that?
They did
in space all by himself. He hasn't met the space spider yet.
He's by himself, and you just left him. And like, so yeah, at the start, they did a really good job of just being like, yeah, no, she's the bad guy. What?
But
actually, oh, Adam Sandler's the douchebag. All right. But
yeah, he's the one with a lot of issues.
And you know, abandonment issues. We see him going through, you know, all of his tasks. This pipe or this system in the bathroom that helps with, you know, like actual like plumbing and everything makes this god awful noise that is not helping him sleep. So on top of being lonely, he's just getting dog water sleep. Like, he is not sleeping at all.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of setting it up where we're thinking, oh, he's just going to start hallucinating. And one night he is hearing this noise. He's hearing clattering. He's like, what the frick? And he starts floating and he's like, what is going on? Opens the door to where the noise is coming from. And there in the corner of the room.
I gotta give him credit. They didn't. I have a thinking like you're gonna build up to seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's immediately bam. There's Hanoush.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, a horror movie where it's like far away and you see a shadow of him scurrying. No, it's
not Alien.
Right? No, it's not. It's just he opens the door and the dude's just like standing Paul there. Dano. Just Paul Dano. Paul Dano, skinny human. Just.
Skinny human.
First, when he comes out, when he starts speaking, creepiest voice. Paul Dano. Paul Dano's got that down. He's got the creepy voice down, but he's just like, hello, skinny human. Just like, oh, okay, no, absolutely not. Spiders talking to me.
I mean, immediately you're thinking he's hallucinating.
100%.
We just talked about, like, obviously it's like this isn't real.
Yeah.
Turns out, yeah, very real. As he heads to the Chopper Cloud.
Yep. Oh, you actually got the name.
I did write down the name. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Look at you.
That's the only note I have.
It's just like the cloud. After that, it's just after that, my notes are just like spider. She's creepy.
Hanoush, R.I.P. I'm sorry.
Spoilers. Yeah. At this point, you're gonna know if you haven't seen the movie. We're gonna talk about it. There's gonna be spoilers. So
we share what the movies to watch for the next episode, people. You should be watching them.
Exactly. We give you a week's notice. This one was longer. We gave you 2 weeks' notice.
I think it's more been like 2 or 3 weeks each time, but you know, who's counting?
Who's counting? We
but to watch 2 freaking movies on top of doing everything else and then editing, you're welcome.
You're welcome. But anyways, we're not going to be entitled creators. We love we love what we're doing here because this is fun. But anyways,
yes.
Excuse me for dying, but I want
so giant spider.
Giant spider. I want Hanoush merch. I want it. I want a hat. I want a hat that just has a little like Hanoush face, like just on it.
The legs too. Around your head.
It's got to be like the little tiny logo just right here. Just Hanoush's face, just right on the forehead. And people are gonna be like, "Why is there a spider's skinny human on the back?" If anybody and people are just like, what the frick? And just like, watch the movie. You're going to fall in love with the spider. You think I'm crazy?
Right.
You're going to fall in love with him because he's so gang wise. It is a space spider.
Beautiful.
who, by the way, mentions that he has been like alive since the beginning of time itself.
Yep.
So this thing has seen creation throughout the ages and has seen so many things.
Keeps telling Adam Sandler, I mean, I got the Troper Cloud, but Jacob. He's heading to what he knows as the Troper Cloud. I'm going to answer Troper Cloud as much as I can because I wrote it down. But it's going back to the beginning several times. Like, you're heading to the beginning. I was like, I'm thinking like the beginning of time, the beginning of his life.
Yeah. No, the spider has been around for a long time. And yeah, no, he's just mentioning this cloud is like, this is the beginning and the end. And it's like in his Paul Dano voice. And I'm like, what the fudge?
I know. I'm like, I need more info, Paul.
I need more info.
What do you mean, Paul?
It was just like, Paul, Hanush, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Tell us, Hanush. Don't lie to me, Hanush.
Don't do this. But friggin' no, like, oh, let's take a step back. Yeah, no. First of all, it sets us up to meet Hanush in the worst way because he has a nightmare before. Like a nightmare, a nightmare before, like a spider crawling in his skin and then coming out of his nose.
Remember anyone listening, and Justin, I would hope that you remember because we had these books, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the story of the girl, then she's got the spider that comes out of her face. I'm like, yeah, that was like the first thing.
Was called The Zit.
I think so.
Or like the pimple or whatever. Yeah, no. But anyway, yeah. And so we get introduced to that, and then we learn that, Hanush also has telepathic powers, and he can actually ride out and access Adam Sandler's or Jacob's memories in the form of dreams and just watch them. And I'm like, what is this spider?
No thanks.
I'm like, please don't access that. And Hanush is just like, I'm just merely walking with you.
I'm so calm about it. I'm just like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And
I'm Hanush.
And Jacob's just like, no, don't do that. Well, okay. Well, I can't stop you now because you're going to do it. So it's like, I guess you're along for the ride, but yeah, through. So at first Jacob's just like, nah, I don't want to have you around. But then he's like starting to opening up like, okay, he's a lonely traveler like myself. And literally Hanush is just like, yeah, I saw that you were lonely and sad. So that's why I joined you.
It's so sweet.
It's just like, oh.
I mean, that moment I was like, oh, Hanush.
Oh. Hanush accesses Jacob's memories and sees that Jacob's actually been avoiding his wife and leaving her behind all the time, like being distant from her. And Hanush just out of nowhere just is just like, you suck. Like, he's just like, I realize you're the reason why you're alone. I'm gonna leave you. And Jacob's just like, no, wait, please, no, don't leave. It's like, I gave you Nutella. It's like,
the Nutella thing was so adorable that he keeps like multiple times. He just has the jar with him.
Yeah, just multiple
times. I love it so much.
That's the picture I want. I want a shirt with Hanush and like just a thing of Nutella just wrapped. Yeah, just boop. But he leaves Jacob and Now we're left with Jacob being alone, realizing like, oh frick, I need to I am trashy. And he starts like, you know, figuring stuff out. He starts, you know, kind of coming to the realization like, oh crap, just like, I need to fix some things. I need to get in contact with my wife. I need to start really, you know, doing stuff or I'm going to go insane. And then he gets closer to, you know, the you want to say it since you wrote it down.
Copra Cloud.
There you go. once he gets closer, Hanoush comes back. Hanoush doesn't leave him. He's just like, I didn't think you should be alone in this. And I was just like, gosh dang it, Hanoush.
Oh, Hanoush. That's after he calls his wife.
Yeah.
And, like, admits.
Yeah.
You know, everything of, like, I need to be there. The most important thing.
Just like,
I mean, it took went into space to the Chopra Cloud, but I guess, you know, better late than never.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, sometimes you need that. You need a space spider to help you figure out some things. We all need a.
You could say that. You could say that they needed some space.
Oh dear God!
Thank you.
Oh God. Oh brother, oh. This guy stinks. Oh my God.
I'm fucking making myself laugh. I don't care.
That's good. Laughs. No, that was good. That was good. But
oh
no. Thank you. So
that's it. I'm done. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, that's it. That's the podcast. Well, yeah, shortest episode. 23 minutes. Let's go. But no. They, you know, I thought I'd come back to accompany you, but then we realized that we discovered the true intentions of why Hanoush was on the run and finding a, you know, partner to spend his time with, because Hanoush is dying because an alien like invasive species was crawling inside of him that killed his people, but now it's like it was eating him from the inside, and Hanoush is just like, I can feel them. I'm dying. So
then they like hug.
Oh yeah. That looked like, I'm sorry, and people could call me weird for this. I thought that looked like the most glorious hug. That looked like
the best hug.
It looked like the hug that was. It just looked like a full embrace. Just like, yeah.
I'm like, I want that hug.
I want a hug from Hanoush. Like, Hanoush. I'm just keep butchering the pronunciation, but no, yeah. At first, Hanoush would not let Jakob touch him, and I think it was because of the fact that he had those alien species inside of him, and so he didn't want to risk that.
That's a good point. Maybe that, I wasn't sure if that was like a type of thing, or if it was. That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because I noticed it's just like, you would regret touching me and all that stuff. Like he wasn't like saying just like. He was saying more of like, I wouldn't do that if I were you. You would regret it. And at first you're thinking like, oh, this spider will eat you. But no, it's actually like Hanoush is just like, no, the alien species inside of me will eat you. I'm not going to do that to you.
Just because Hanoush has got a heart of gold.
Yep. And
he's on the level of Optimus Prime, and I'm not even ashamed to admit that. It's heart of gold, man.
Heart of gold, true. And you know,
it's like Optimus Prime and then Hanoush.
That is real news. That is stamp of approval. That's it. Golden Heart goes Optimus Prime, Hanoush. There it is. And the last moments that this has just turned into a Hanoush fan club. Like, we're just talking, like, we have not talked about anything of Jakob.
There's probably not much else in the, I mean, really, the movie, there isn't that much that happens.
Yeah,
I'm gonna complain about this movie. It literally could be, honestly, just like 45 minutes of Hanoush.
It really is.
Not even a full length film.
Yeah, comparatively to the other film that we watched that was an hour, gosh dang. But this movie.
Oh, I
can't. Yeah, dude, we're just egging this on. But no, this movie, it's packed, like I said, in the fact of like trying to realize, like, hey, like, there's some deep conceited, like, issues and trauma that he needs to process through and all that stuff. And, you know, the unfolding of trying to figure out who you are and stop running away from the life that you truly want to live, because you do deserve it.
Nobody cares about you.
Yeah. It's just like the one person that cares about you out of everybody, but you're still thinking that nobody cares about you. But anyways,
run to space.
You run to space. Exactly.
Honestly, I would want Hanoush to be my therapist. Honestly, I could have
Yeah, I would.
My therapist right now, like, honestly, Hanoush, I would replace you, man.
Honestly,
great. Hanoush is. Definitely replace.
If BetterHelp had Hanoush as a therapist that I could talk to and video call, and he just starts off by saying, "Hello, skinny human," I'm just like, I would be like, "I'm skinny."
A great start for him. Just really positive, you know, encouragement there.
Just encouragement right then and there.
I would just like to hear the advertisements. the advertisements for BetterHelp with Hanoush in the advertisement.
Oh my gosh.
That's great.
Could you imagine? If they would make that crossover, just BetterHelp makes
it. Volcano's voice. Especially when you're driving, like, you hear it, and like, you don't have the visual. It's on a podcast or something.
Yeah, so
BetterHelp. You have a podcast?
BetterHelp. Hey, we believe in mental health and all that stuff.
That's right.
Mental health here.
Very important. Get yourself Hanoush.
That's why we love Hanoush, because this guy, Hanoush was his therapist. He was truly just like, what if?
He literally was his therapist.
He was asking these, like, you know, third party questions of like, okay, well, what about this? And he didn't know literally that soft, just like, now what if you just think of it this way?
How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel, skinny human?
How does that make you feel, skinny human? Just like, what the? It takes you. I love Hanoush. I'm sorry.
That's a Hanoush. Hanoush TV show.
Hanoush TV show.
He ends up becoming a therapist in New York City. It's just the crazy times of the fast life of New York as a therapist. But it's Hanoush.
Hanoush before he dies. The backstory of Hanoush is he's been a therapist for many travelers, and we get to
he can't face his own demons, so he goes to space.
Dude.
He goes back home. He has to go back home, and then there's the Google Pads.
Netflix, hit us up. Netflix, hit us up. We got you for a story.
We have a Hanoush prequel.
Adam Sandler, hit us up, bro. We want a Hanoush standalone series. Oh my god!
He's a therapist in New York. Runs from his, you know, because therapists have their own problems. That's why they become therapists. You got to be a little bit off, you know.
Yeah.
And he's got the same issues. He ran from home. Feels guilty.
Yep.
Can't face it. Goes back. It's the preachers and. It's up with Adam Sandler. There's your movie right there.
I want that made. I want residuals for that, please. But Hanoush, they get to the cloud itself, which is the beginning and the end, and they're going through it, and it's this whole entire cosmic experience that. And you know, like, Hanoush at this point, because we mentioned the hug, and this is before they start going flying through. He's dying, and then Hanoush, they're floating there. He has Nutella, takes one last scoop, and then you see Hanoush just slowly get eaten by these
maggots,
alien maggots. But then you see Hanoush turn into like part of the cloud, and I was just like, oh, he's going to a better place.
Oh man, he's bringing up emotions already just talking about it.
And the music behind it, and it just doesn't help. It's that sad, just like,
and it's, you know, Adam Sandler killing it.
Yeah,
like he does.
Yeah,
and it's a subtle, like, this is gonna, like, I don't. Not an expert on any of this. I just like movies. His acting in this is really, like, never over the top.
No.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I feel like, perfect. Yeah, it, what's great about it is I feel like Adam Sandler is one of those people that's like, he just kind of plays himself in a lot of movies. And so this is like Adam Sandler if he's just been through this shitter. But it's still Adam Sandler. Like, you can only see him as Adam Sandler, but he still rocks this movie like no other. And it's just like, okay, but there's other movies where he's like definitely not Adam Sandler, like Uncut Gems. Yeah, but this one he was more of like, this one he was more of like, okay, I can see like the Adam Sandler coming out of his like normality, because literally like he's in the space station wearing his normal street clothes of just a t-shirt and basketball shorts, and I wrote a note going, that's him.
I hope that's like the only reason he took the movie is like, I get to just be dressing myself. And so, do you want to know what it's about? No, I'm good. I've already made more money than I ever need. It's fine.
I heard that a lot of actors do love doing space movies because if they're on a space station, they get to record in socks all day. They just get to be comfortable all day.
It's a smart move.
And so Adam Sandler just being, yeah.
Can we get a space scene?
Just like, is there
a space
movie?
This is underwater. Yeah, I know. It's underwater. Okay, it's Atlantis, whatever. But can we just get a space scene in there?
Yeah, just space. Like, hey, let's make a sub-arc where Atlantis and space are connected. like somehow.
Like, Fast and Furious guys went to space.
Yeah. Come on. They made it work. 10 times, apparently.
Did they?
They've made 10 movies. They've been making it work, I guess.
Last one I saw was number 7. It's because Paul Walker died.
Last one I watched fully was Tokyo Drift. That's it. Most of the other ones are just there's scenes that I've seen on social media where I was just like, oh, that's Fast and Furious for you.
I was thinking maybe you would say like 5. I did not expect Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift was the last.
Name of the third one. The Tokyo Drift takes place between 4 and 5, apparently.
Yep. And so,
okay,
I've watched up to that, and Tokyo Drift is a good one. I love that one, but
that's good.
The after that, I was just like, okay. It's just like it's kind of turned into the Expendables for me. I feel like. They're just kind of pushing kind of pushing a boundary. It's just like, hey, it was good, but you should have ended when Paul Walker died.
That would have been a good ending, actually. That would have been a great ending.
Because I saw the infamous ending of like, you know, the cars drifting off, and it's just like, hey, like that would have been
so sad.
That would have been the end. Just like, hey, like, just be smart and be like, we don't want to do any more movies without Paul Walker. Like,
yeah, but they make so much money.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Movies. And then we're going to put him in with CGI with his brother.
And they did.
And they did
him dirty, too. Paul Walker
is Hanoush.
Paul Walker's in heaven going like, ah, oh, gosh, dang it. What the heck is that?
Does he sound like that? I don't remember him sounding like that.
Oh, hell.
What's really strange about those movies, when I went into 7,
yeah,
first time in theaters, because it was, you know, big deal. I just remember, like, I would never watch past Tokyo Drift. I never saw 4, 5, 6. No idea what happened.
Yeah.
So, like, and I recall just remember these guys as, like, they were selling DVD players in the first one.
Yeah.
Like, illegal DVD players. And then I went to 7, I'm like, they get shot, they don't die, they're like superheroes. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, they're defying.
Why are they all of a sudden invincible? Yeah, like, they're flying cars out of planes and jets. I'm like, they were just street racers that had DVD players.
I want to see Fast and Furious Storm Chasers.
Oh,
I want to see the 1969 Dodge Charger be souped up to chase storms.
That would be amazing.
And Vin Diesel's like, we're family. Ah, oh, twins. We got twins.
I am Groot.
It's just Vin Diesel confused on which movie he's in.
Where are the kids? Pass the fire. I don't know where I'm going
next. Oh no, it's an F5 tornado. Run!
My family.
No.
God. I'm actually blind because my name is Riddick from Chronicles of Riddick.
Chronicles, it's dark. It's dark. I can't see shit.
Where's The Rock? I hate The Rock.
Rachel, wait. No, this is wrong character. I'm going into Batman. Rachel.
Rachel.
Vin Diesel is Batman. Oh, God. Rachel, we're family. Joker.
We're talking about Spaceman.
Oh my gosh.
It's part out of us. Okay, we're back.
Oh, keep that in. That was good.
I was going to say.
Rachel.
Why do you mention that? Because Elias's fiance's name is Rachel, and Ray and I, especially me, every time we see her, when I go visit, I'll come in and I'll see her. I'm just like, every time, never fails. Rachel.
Rachel.
And she plays along. She's like, Josh.
Where are they? Where is she? Are they? Where is she? Dear Red Joker.
That movie is perfect, except just that part makes me laugh every time.
Every time.
And it's horrible. Something horrible happens, but it cracks me up when it's just like, Rachel.
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 Rachel. I can't freaking breathe, bro. Okay. But, all right. Anoosh dies. Anoosh dies.
Anoosh dies. I feel like we should go back a little bit.
Oh, yeah, okay. They're exploring the cloud. All
right. Okay, so anyone that's listening right now, if you're having trouble following along, we were talking about Fast and the Furious. Somehow we got on Vin Diesel's Batman, and now we're back to Anoosh dies. Okay, so here we go. Here it is.
Okay. Okay.
That was the craziest segue you could have ever made. From that was just Anoosh dies. Anoosh
dies. He's gone. He dies with his Nutella. He dies with his hazelnut spread.
So sad. So sad.
Oh my god. So, that's one way to. Hey, I ain't complaining if I go out that way. If I go out just with a thing of Anoosh, not a thing of Anoosh, not a thing. Think of Nutella.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, no, I don't want to eat.
How dare you?
No. Think of Nutella. No, if I just die in space, I would not.
With a thing of Nutella, that would be a good way to go.
In space, too? Like, come on. You can't.
Not the space maggot so much, but just
in space. No, just in space, yeah. Like, just you're like, you know, you get blown out of an airlock and, you know, you got that time before you freeze. You just take one last scoop and you're just like, yeah. And then you're done.
Anyway, in the words of my brother, Anoosh dies.
Yeah.
And which is devastating on the level of like when, like I said, Castaway with Wilson, it was like that kind of moment of like, oh.
Honestly, this and Marley and Me, hand in hand, honestly.
Jessica likes to watch that movie every Thanksgiving.
What?
And like, I don't. Everyone has a tradition. I watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. She watches Marley and Me, and it's like I watch it every year with her because I do it.
Yeah,
but it is so difficult to get through.
Yeah,
and then Camden watched it for the first time, and we had to deal with that for a few days. So that was fun.
Well, you know, you got to start them off early with the trauma. Am I right?
Just doing my job, man.
Just let them figure it out, you know, like from a young age, like, hey,
dog died.
Just like mortality is real. Mortality is a real concept, Camden. And
okay, I watched Chopping Mall when I was like 8. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Hey, I watched Shaun of the Dead when I was young. Look at me.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Right. You know what? We should probably get to the end of this movie.
We don't want to be like the other episode. The next movie is going to be quick.
That next movie is quick.
It is quick. We'll get through it real quick. But all right. But Jesus. Yeah, okay, no. So but
Anoush dies.
Anoush dies.
For the third time.
And we cry. We cry every time. And so. Adam Sandler, you know, is sad that his buddy is dead. And then all of a sudden the cloud kind of just opens up and, you know, you think, oh, because the reason why they had to go out was because he was like, the thing was failing, like the whole entire ship was failing itself. And so he had to abandon ship to get Anoush.
He wasn't supposed to. And he was FU guy. Big Bang Theory.
F you guy from Big Bang Theory. I'm not going to listen to you, and you don't even understand. There's a space spider up here, all right? Because he doesn't know that there's a space spider. None of people on Earth
never told. I'm sure no one's ever going to know.
No one's going to ever know what that man knows. But gosh dang. And he gets up, opens up, and another freaking space shuttle.
Him to save him. That's how you know he like changed and he grew like Adam Sandler.
Yep.
Like that character is now changed. Like that character arc, he did it. Like he's like, F the mission.
Yeah.
I'm going to go save Anoush.
Yeah. The whole entire I think to it, he was very selfish and then he just made the selfless decision without any hesitation. And I think that's when he learned, like, oh, crap. It's actually good to do this, to make these selfless decisions. If you want a, you know, tearjerker that makes you even kind of take a step back and look at yourself and makes you think, man, do I need a therapist? Watch Spaceman.
that's a space spider. Spaceman. Highly recommend. Slow in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much, like, it's not action packed. It's a lot of good dialogue.
Yeah.
Good acting.
If your attention span is low, like, don't watch it. But
if you like to watch Fast and the Furious movies, then don't watch Spaceman.
Yeah. If you like to see vehicles jumping out of random things, because it's every movie in Fast and Furious where they're jumping out of something, don't watch Spaceman. Keep watching your Fast and Furious.
Just to clarify, I think the Fast and Furious movies are great because they're so bad, they're so good.
Yeah.
That's my view on them.
Hey, you know,
good for them.
It feeds people's love for cars and action, and I guess if they're making money off of it, great.
Vin Diesel,
yep. But for the love of God, please stop.
I think they're finally coming to an end.
Oh, thank.
Number 10 is three parts, though.
Oh, that's right. Then it's over. And also, Mission Impossible is coming to an end, which, honestly, that's a bummer, but still. I think it's Dead Reckoning Part 1. You should watch it. And everybody listening, you should watch it. It's actually pretty good. But now it gets to...
You know what they should watch is Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder in Hell.
Mm.
I'm going to have to look at that title every single time.
Oh, yeah. Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder in Hell. Gosh, dang it.
So I'm going to try to summarize this movie for everyone. And I know I'm going to mess up this title at some point.
Yeah.
So in Bloody Muscle Bodybuilder in Hell, I wrote it down, so I'm looking at it as I'm talking right now, so I don't mess it up. So it's about a bodybuilder, in quotation marks. And I don't know the relationship with the chick. I'm guessing they're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. So it starts off with, like, there's a murder in this house, a typical haunted house story in Japan. Woman murders her husband. Turns out she's crazy. We don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, like, years later that there's just, like, they wanted paranormal investigators, I'm assuming. I kind of missed that because I'm trying to process this movie that I'm watching. It looks like it's from the 1980s, but it was made in 1995 in Japan. But I'm like, oh, it's the 80s. It looks like it's the 80s. Nope, 1995. They get someone that's like a psychic go into the house, and then things go to hell, hence why it's called In Hell. And the haunted house is haunted by this crazy lady. And that's pretty much the basic premise of the movie.
Yeah.
So they have to, like, fight their way out of the ghosts. It's almost like people describe it as Japanese Evil Dead. And I will still take Evil Dead over this one.
Yeah, no, I will say, and this was a recommendation by Josh's friend Elias.
Friends Elias, shout out, buddy. Thank you so much for putting us through this movie.
No, this movie, honestly, I was so excited, and I was sitting there, you know, on my bed, you know, watching the TV and just with full intent on just enjoying every ounce of this movie, because I'm a fan of B movies. I watch Velocipastor. I watch Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. I like movies like this. It's great. It's just stupid fun.
So much fun.
Stupid fun. You don't have to really pay attention. It's just, it's not going to make sense. It's just so bad, it's good. But when in the beginning of this movie, and it's the dad and the girlfriend of the dad that are, as this is the start of the movie, and, you know, they're getting into this fight, and when this dude smolders after killing his girl, smolders like he's in an Abercrombie and Fitch model shoot. I was like, boy, what am I watching? Like, it's not good acting. Elias, what the frick is this movie, dude?
Hey, I asked this fiance, Rachel, I was like, have you watched The Muscle Bodybuilder now? God. She's like, no, I don't think I've watched that one. He did not show Rachel this one.
No, I have to believe that Elias actually was trolling. There's no way that he actually said, no, I love this movie, you should watch this. There's no way.
This was a recommendation. The other one he gave me another one, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's in my back pocket. I know this one, the other one he recommended. This one I was not aware of. Oh boy. You notice, like, the smolder, I was just like, it seems like it says bloody muscle bodybuilder. I was like, this movie's kind of tame. It's just like some blood on a knife.
Yeah.
That escalates really quickly.
Oh yeah.
Way off.
Yeah. It escalates really quickly, but okay. Yeah. Also, they're in this fight scene in the beginning. It looks like, you know, he gets sliced on the lip with the knife, but it literally just looks like he does a quick, like, spit. Like, he gets sliced, and then he spits off to the side, and it's like, what the f-? And
sound effects are amazing.
There's a scene where somebody gets stabbed, I think it's the girl, and it literally looks like somebody with a ketchup bottle from the bottom just squirting up.
Oh, yes, that's exactly what it was.
It was literally just squirting. Yeah, and then kills the girl, and then smolders, like,
she's crazy, she's attacking him,
and then rips open the floorboards and tries to bury her, and I was just like, well, that's gonna stink, that's gonna smell disgusting, and then she just comes up out of nowhere and grabs him, and I was just like, okay, so it's not gonna die. And once you said, like, Japanese Evil Dead, I'm like, okay, so it's, these things don't die. They're just going to keep coming back. Okay, cool. Also, when you said that, oh, it's like Japanese Evil Dead, when I first watched the first 10 minutes, I was just like, don't ever disrespect Evil Dead like that. Don't ever disrespect.
That's what other people, that's how it was being described when I look it up, because I was like, I'm just going to check, what is this?
Yeah.
And where to watch it. And it, people are always like, oh, it's a Japanese Evil Dead. I didn't think that.
Nah.
That's what other people were trying to describe it as.
Yeah.
It. I would never disrespect the masterpiece of Sam Raimi's Evil Dead series.
Yeah, like, don't do my boy Bruce Campbell like that.
The original.
The OG, yeah.
Hell no. Ash, are you kidding me?
Nah.
Bruce, I would never disrespect Bruce Campbell.
We love Bruce Campbell, but... No, so that's like the premise. So now this house is haunted. Then it cuts to the future, where we meet our guy, the bodybuilder, you know, the bloody muscle bodybuilder. Yeah, in quotation marks. He meets up with this girl who's like, I think a journalist or something, or trying to do like this piece on haunted places and all that stuff. And she's asking about like, didn't your dad lived in a house that was haunted? And he's like, yeah. And then the girl was just like, hey, what are you doing for work? He's just like, oh, I'm unemployed, but I got muscles. And he flexes. He literally said, yeah, I'm unemployed, but I got muscles.
How you do it?
And he flexes. And I'm like, what muscle, bro? Boy built like Michael Cera and Superbad. Like, what are you talking
about? I mean, he's way healthy. Like, he's healthier than I am. Like, I'm not like I am, but I was just like, I'm thinking bodybuilder. I'm like, dude, no.
It's just like, no. I'm thinking of like,
sorry.
I'm thinking of my Elias, my friend Elias. Like, I'm thinking of that, right. like big guy, but nah, no. But, yeah, though, unemployed, got muscles, but then gets into these jump cuts are crazy, but they're like, yeah, let's go to the house. And then all of a sudden, this psychic just shows up. They don't really give too much on them.
I thought he was. I'm not gonna lie. I was watching this the first time. I thought he was the bodybuilder. I thought he was the bodybuilder.
He looks more serious.
Like, oh yeah, that's. I know. I'm like, that's our hero. All right.
It's like, cool. That's our guy. That's our guy. Because yeah, no, he. Because he's in the back seat, just like staring out, and then. He looks towards the passenger, and the actual bodybuilder is just like, hey, you want this drink? Like, and the guy's just like, nah. Gives it to the girl. I'm like, yeah, that's our guy. That's our guy. That's the bodybuilder. No, that's a psychic.
No.
And also,
he was not the one.
He was not the one. But I laughed so hard where they were making the sound design in this movie.
I know what you're talking about. I wrote the same fucking thing. I'm like, no way.
I'm like, damn, these are some crunchy stairs.
What's even better is that they're in the grass, and that's the loudest fucking grass I've ever heard. The best part is that when it cuts out, they've still got like 10 steps to the door. Like, they are supposed to come to the door, and the music, like the sound stops. music too. It's like music and like the sound. You stop and it's abrupt.
It's abrupt.
Still like it's still a good 30 seconds for them to get to the door.
Yep, and
I'm just laughing so hard.
And you can tell, you just know, like somebody was just sitting there with like a microphone next to feet, and it's just like, all right, this is gonna be our walking sound for everything.
Sounds good.
Just like sounds good, because yeah, it's the same, just down. Crunch, crunch, crunch. But these guys are just taking like three steps, and there's no sound for them taking steps, but they're still taking steps. And I was like, gosh dang,
that is so freaking hilarious. We did not text each other. We literally had the same note on that. That's amazing.
Funny, dude. Just the sound design itself. I was like, gosh, dang it.
But I'm just laughing, dying. I'm like, there's no way this is what I'm watching right now.
And this is, and this point,
I'm like, this movie's only an hour.
Exactly. And it takes us like 25 to 30 minutes just to get to this point. And then it's like an extra 10 to 15 minutes of them. I felt like just walking through the house. So elongated of just like, just gosh dang. And then, you know, they're walking through the house and the guy's just like, yeah, there's an evil spirit here for sure. Yeah. Just, yep. just like, it doesn't want us here, has evil thoughts. It's really evil. So they start doing a seance, and then this dude, in the middle of the seance, just starts styling his hair in the mirror and smoldering. And I wrote, wow, takes just like his father. literally, in the middle of a seance, the guy's just, you know, trying to make contact or whatever. And he's just looking into the mirror, and he's just, like, spraying this, like, hairspray or whatever. He's just like, let me fix my hair. Like, just like, I got to make sure I look good. And I'm like, well, you know, they definitely got the trope and the stigma of, you know, bodybuilders always checking themselves out in any mirror. See,
I should have picked up on that. They definitely, I still thought I was a psychic at this point that he was a bodybuilder. I'm like, this is our guy. So, no. So there's something that happens. I'm like, so there's
something, they're like, wait, it's the other guy. Wait a minute. It's
the other guy.
And I'm like, also, and
that's like halfway. That's halfway through the movie. That's how badly I was paying attention. I could write children of Spaceman, but I couldn't get our hero right in this movie.
You know, and that's all right. Also, I will say the seance that the dude sounded like he was constipated. Like, he was straight up just going like, and I'm like, what? And then all of a sudden, a clock knocks him out like he just got hit by Conor McGregor. Like, just a tiny little clock just falls off the wall, hits him in the back of the head, and he falls slowly, like, ugh, and just knocks out like he just got hit by a UFC fighter. And I was like, what? It was a clock on the wall.
A heavy clock.
I guess so, but knocks out. He comes back in, like they come back out. All of a sudden, they're all three of them are out. It's this girl, the bodybuilder, and then the psychic. They're like, "Oh, you got hit by a clock. You knocked out. We dragged you out." And the guy was just like, "All right, I'm gonna go back in by myself." He goes back in, gets killed and possessed, and. His reaction to getting stabbed was the funniest thing in my life. He was just like, and he's just stabbing himself. He stabbed himself, really, but because the ghost made him do it.
That was the point I realized he was not the bodybuilder.
You're like, oh, dang, all right, cool. It's the like, other guy. Long guy. It's the deadbeat like, guy.
It's the one checking himself out in the mirror.
But then at this point, you know, the psychic gets possessed. The evil spirit's just like, I finally now got a human body to inhabit. Like, just like, I think I'm going to kill you because you look like the guy that screwed me over. And, you know, they figured out, oh, this evil spirit thinks you're the dad. Like, you're the guy who killed. So
the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, and so then it just comes to this whole entire, like, the rest of it is just this elongated fight scene of constantly killing the same person, the same dude, and then him coming back to life. It's just, he grabs
different ways, like
knife, yeah, shovel, yeah. Axe, like he just keeps
killing. Oh, the best one is towards the end, and we'll get to that point. It's the best weapon that he gets.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that.
And then
we come to find out.
What's up?
I said we're about to find out that for some reason in a TV.
Yeah.
The guy from the beginning is his dad.
Yeah.
But he's talking to him through the TV.
Yep. Like, normally. And I was like, what? Yep,
that's
normal. I was like, all right, cool. But again, just this dude getting like absolutely this demon, like evil dead, whatever. Like, this guy's just not dying. He's getting just absolutely wrecked. And then it gets to the point where it looked like a hand was attached to a foot and it was crawling. Yep. One of the fight scenes was. This dude had the hand, he's holding the hand and like hitting himself with the foot, and it's the most dumbest fight scene I've ever. shoulders.
He's just smacking himself. Yeah, he's definitely just got fake legs and arms, obviously.
Yeah, just like getting hit, and it's just like he's reacting like he's getting hit like the bicycle kick from Liu Kang. Like he's just like what the dude. And then all of a sudden a random pan just gets thrown at his head. I laughed at that. That just a sudden pan.
There's a lot of comes more comedic.
Yeah.
As it goes on. So I was like, I maybe it's like get like it's nothing like Evil Dead, but
yeah,
Evil Dead 2 where there's more comedy, like I don't know, it's just really weird with the tone, like because it's so ridiculous. And they like quote, he says quotes from Ash.
Yeah,
did you catch that?
He did. Okay. I noticed that. I was just like no wonder people just thought groovy. This was Japanese Evil Dead, like because he's saying the same stuff. I mean, just groovy, like, yeah, you're gonna die. But, yeah, and then so he's trying out all these weapons, and then he gets to the he gets to one room, and he sees the weapon that makes sense the whole entire time, his one true weapon, where he's like, I have found my one true weapon. My weapon is my muscles. And starts flexing and ripping through his shirts, and then starts flexing, but he's the skinniest dude. He's literally built like Michael Cera from Superbad. He's like
tone and stuff, like,
yeah,
like not a bodybuilder. That's what gets me, like a bodybuilder.
No,
like when you hear bodybuilder, you've got that. I mean, maybe it's like that's the image, and they're bodybuilders for a reason. Like they do that.
Yep.
I don't think he's a bodybuilder.
And at this point, like, we forgot to mention this movie. His girl gets to like possessed too, I think. But yeah, he comes around the corner with this new, you know, his new weapon that he's gonna take him out, and he just says, "Hey assholes, you aren't human. Come get some." That's his line.
That's Ash.
That's the line. Hey assholes, you aren't human. It's like, oh yeah, no, really, didn't realize that. Come get some. And then final fight scene. It's corny.
Using his weights.
Yep.
Fucking.
And he's like kicking their butts more than before. I'm like, wow, all right, cool. Just turned into Goku. And then friggin' beats him, gets his girl to be unpossessed, saves the day, or like, you know, atones the spirit of his father, makes everything clean, and then they, you know, come to the door because it's been locked this whole entire time because the ghost was like, yeah, I'm gonna keep you in. Get to the door and they leave, and then it's back to that crappy sound design. Just and then it's the end of the movie.
That was an hour and 3 minutes.
It was an hour and 3 minutes.
At some point, it felt like an hour and a half because it became so repetitive through the house. Like,
uh-huh.
The spirit kept coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, you know, they chopped him up. It's like, the dad says from the TV, you gotta, you know, him in pieces.
Yep.
And try all these ways, and it just keeps coming back. One point, it looks like the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
Who's ever seen that? Pretty messed up. But, oh my God.
This movie was.
I don't know if I could recommend it to anyone.
Nah.
If you're up for it,
make it into a drinking game. Make it into a drinking game. I feel like that's the only way you can really get, like, and I don't, like, of course, be wise, be, you know, be careful with alcohol, but. If you're there, maybe turn it into a thing where every time you cringe, you take a shot. But I will say, if you do that, we are not responsible for how sloshed you get by how much you cringe. We are not. So
you make your own rules.
We're not making the rules. Okay, every time he smolders, take a shot. There you go. Because he smolders a lot. And so I don't know how many times.
A lot of repetition.
So make sure you're sipping on beer for this one. Just like take swigs of beer. because if you're doing shots, you're sloshed either way. Yeah. Honestly, this being an Elias recommendation, that makes sense because of his personality. I just needed to roast him at least once. Just kidding, Elias. We love you. You're a fun guy, kind of. But...
You're so much fun.
It's just you're a fun guy. You're
one of my oldest friends.
You're fun. You get by. No, but he's gonna be listening to this episode like, dude, what the? It's like your brother just roasted me. What the hell?
You can come join us. He could be on an episode with us.
That'd be fun. But yeah, no. This is one of those movies. We're not recommending. We suffered. I'm gonna be honest.
You have to have a really specific taste. If you have Shudder,
yep.
And I'd say you could probably handle this movie, but not everyone has Shudder. So,
sure. Yeah, it's low class horror, and it's, you know, if you're a fan of like Japanese, I guess if you're a fan of just Japanese culture in of itself, you'll like this movie.
It's really funny though. Like it just was funny.
It was funny, and I bet it gets just funnier if you're, you know, drunk, but, you know, being...
Or,
yeah. But, yeah, no, 10 minutes into this movie, I had to pause and just be like, what am I doing with my life? It's just like, this movie, I'm like, what?
I'm going to tell everyone right now, that is a true text message that Justin sent me when we were watching this movie.
I
said, like, what am I doing with my life? And I'm honestly, I had almost the same thoughts. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, just like we were watching this movie. What have I done? Yeah, hold on. Let me pull up the text thread. Yeah, I texted him. Have you watched it yet? He's just like, he started. And so he texts me Monday at 11:29. He's like, I started it, but need to finish. I also need to finish Spaceman. I'm behind. Same day at the end of the night, he's like, I have so many regrets watching this movie. And he's just like, this wasn't Elias. You like put it fully on Elias. You threw him under the bus. He's just like, this was an Elias recommendation that I took. And I said,
they even like look it up. I didn't even question. I was like, got it.
Yeah. And like,
when your friend recommends something, you're like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, just no questions asked.
Just like, you trust your friend just to be like, hey, we've been friends enough. I think you know my personality enough to know what I like and dislike. If you recommend something, okay. Oh, cool.
I would say it was an enjoyable experience in a very different way. Like, it was just like, this is bonkers.
Yeah,
and I'm in it. Like, I'm in for the ride. This was a journey, almost like it was through space.
I needed a space fighter. I really did.
Really needed it.
I almost wanted to watch Spaceman again after finishing this movie because like, I just needed a palate cleanser. No, I watched. I watched the movie that we're gonna be talking about next episode. So,
ooh, I'm excited.
It's going to be a switch up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've got a good one.
All right.
Let's just imagine Hanush being like, you know, oh, I've seen what you watch, skinny human. I must leave you. I cannot help you.
just like, I have seen that you have watched Bloody Bodybuilder in Hell. I have to say, skinny human. I am. That is disgusting. And I'm going to leave. Do not dare put your hands on me. It would be very wise to not put your hands.
Oh, it's because you watched this movie.
Because you wasted an hour and 3 minutes of your life.
It's an hour and 3 minutes.
Just
crazy.
It's an hour and 3 minutes that, like, in my opinion, like, if you're a fan of shitty movies, like, yeah, that's time well spent. But if, you know, you're just not having a good day and you're just like, man, I need to see something. This doesn't make you feel any better. Like, I was already having a crappy day when I watched it and I was just like, oh, this is great.
Didn't
it
improve your day? I'm sorry.
Nah, it didn't improve. I was depressed.
Oh, man.
I was
hoping that maybe would help.
towards the middle when it was the pan and the fighting, and I was like, okay, this is kind of funny. It was just like I was scoffing most of the time, but yeah. Other than that, two movies.
Right. Done.
About well, so any games that you've been keeping up to date with?
Actually, yeah, I finally finished Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. When I got it, it was like in May of last year, and that was the only thing I played all summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only thing.
Yeah.
I had Hogwarts Legacy sitting there. I was like, no, Zelda. Zelda. And it got around like September and October. Like, put more hours into the side quests than I did main quests. Like, most of the summer was doing all the side stuff because there's so much in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally finished the story. So I'm like, not 100%, but I was like, I should finish the story. Camden was really into it. She liked watching story.
Okay.
Link. I'm super proud. It was funny when I was fighting Ganondorf. She was like, get him! Hit him! You can't touch my dad! It was the best moment.
That's fire.
I was like, oh my god. But she was like, grab it. I was like, Cam, I'm like, oh Cam, I'm like, don't grab dad's arm right
now. She's like, I need that arm. I need that arm.
Cheer me on though. I was like, I need that arm. I'm like, but keep cheering. You're doing great. Like,
just like, I need this.
Please don't do that because I'm going to die right now.
Yeah,
just, my hearts are getting low.
Oh my gosh. That's the best. I used up all my freaking cooked fish. Dang it.
I cooked them all. That's a great game.
What a good moment.
It depends on if you like Breath of the Wild though. If you don't, wouldn't recommend it.
It's very
different than Zelda's before.
Yeah, my friend let me borrow Breath of the Wild, and I still have it, and I just haven't touched it, because it's like, I feel like, because I know, because I did it with Ocarina of Time, I did it with Twilight Princess, I did it with Majora's Mask, like, if I get into it, I'm in, like, and it's just gonna take up my life, and it's just because...
Yeah.
It's like, gosh, dang, this is... Because I was a fan of Twilight Princess. I heard that a lot of people did not like Twilight Princess. I like Twilight Princess because it was something new I hadn't seen before. Like, it was it was different, and I respected that. But, it's still sitting there. I'm probably going to make the smart decision and just, like, give it back to him because he probably wants to play it more than I do.
Play that game.
Or I just say, I'm going to grind this out for like a few days or just
grind it,
or just wait until I get an actual, like, get another job and then just be like, all right, now that I have money coming in that is stable, this is like, I'm going to play Zelda now. Other than that.
Yeah.
No, I've been playing this game, and it's one of those dumb games. It's Stardew Valley. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Stardew Valley. I bought it a while ago, and I was playing it for a little bit, and then I stopped. And then my buddy was playing it, and he was just like, "Yeah, no, like, I heard that it really helps with mental health and all that stuff." And so I've been playing that. Just to kind of get my mind off things. And I was just like, this is actually like, this actually calms me down a lot. Like, it's actually like a very calming experience. So I was like, you know what? This is good. So I've been playing Stardew Valley, farming and living that farm life and doing all that. There's no instructions for the game. So I'm like, I don't know what the frick I'm doing. There's an update for it too. So there's now more stuff, and it's like, frick, I might just have to, cause I started, grinded, stopped, and then got back into it. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I might just start all over and just be like, I gotta figure this out. I gotta do all the tutorial again. And figure this out. Cause I don't know where the frick I'm doing, but yeah, dude, that's what I've been playing. But now,
Stardew Valley. I did not expect that answer. You ready?
Yeah, Stardew Valley. But it's quote time now.
Right. Here we go. I'm wondering if we're going to get a 5 out of 5.
Probably not. No.
Episode 9. We still have a... Okay. All right. Yeah, let's see. I have found a random movie quote generator, so I'm just going to use that.
Okay.
The way. So it's just kind of like, I might hit a random a couple times. That way, I like that idea. It's exciting.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
There are no two words in the English language more harmful than good job.
Whiplash.
Okay. You said whiplash? Okay. Quote number 2. I didn't know if you were lost. Stick with me. I'll keep you safe.
I didn't know if you were lost. Stick with me.
Keep you safe.
Frick, I don't know. Race to Witch Mountain?
Race to Witch Mountain. Some people feel like they don't deserve love. They walk away quietly into empty spaces, trying to close the gaps of the past. Good luck with that one.
What the fudge is that one? Oh, it sounds... I don't know why. This just sounds like a chick flick. I don't know. Or something like... say it again.
Lost it.
Oh, frig. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna shoot from the hip. Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, good guess. All right.
Yeah.
Pursuit of Happiness. Sure to wait until guess. Okay. Give them nothing, but take from them everything.
Give them nothing.
Oh. I imagine I'm yelling it. I'll wake up the house, so I don't want to do that.
That's fair, yeah.
But imagine me saying that, but yelling.
Let's do Gladiator.
Gladiator, okay.
There's either that or 300, I don't know.
Do you want to change your answer or keep it?
I'm going to keep it.
Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Last one.
All right.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Oh, my. Oh. Gosh.
I feel like you know this one.
It's, strange things are
afoot at the Circle K.
Oh, come on, brain. Just give me something. I'm gonna go, but, oh my gosh, I'm just gonna, no, it's not that. I'm gonna go with dope. I don't know why, just dope.
To dope?
Yeah, dope. Probably not even close, but you know what, screw it.
Alright, just gotta use a Blockbuster game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, number one, you said Whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
That was correct.
Woo! Point. J.K. Simmons, yeah.
Ooh. Still need to watch it.
What?
I know.
Bro!
I know. Second one, you said Race to Witch Mountain. That was incorrect. It was Us.
The one with Jordan Peele?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, jeez.
Number 3, you said, gosh. Oh, Pursuit of Happiness. It was Into the Wild. Not a chick flick. Good movie, though.
Gosh dang it. Into
the- Number four, at Into the Wild, good movie based on a true story. And number four, you said, gosh, what did you say for number? So it was something or 300.
Gladiator. Gladiator.
Yeah. It's actually 300, but I'm going to give you that point.
Woo!
Or 300, so I'm going to give it to you. Yeah. And then number five, you said dope. It was actually Bill and Ted's Most Excellent Adventure.
Can I be honest?
Never seen
Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted.
Okay. Well, duly noted, I might put that one on the list.
Okay.
First one. Right. I've never seen Bill and Ted.
Dude, my roommate.
Actually, no, I can
get it. Yeah, because I was a fan of Wayne's World. I loved Wayne's World, but like Bill and Ted.
Wayne's World, 90s, 80s movies, I feel like maybe.
Yeah, Bill and Ted, Most Excellent Adventure. Like, I was going to watch Bill and Ted Face the Music with my roommate because he was a fan of that series, but we never got around to it because I told him, I've never seen the first one. We were like, we got to watch the first one. We never watched it. This is like,
second one's.
So I was just like, all right, cool. But, yeah, no.
So two out of five.
Gosh, dang. Consistency. That's what I'm here for.
There you go. Eventually, we'll get that five out of five.
We'll get that five out of five. I think next week we'll do a. I'll bring a different form of the game.
I like that.
Well, it's going to be a little bit different. But same, still the same premise. You're going to guess a movie. Like, yeah, it still works the same. It's just good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that was Spaceman and a bloody muscle builder in hell. I knew I was going to mess up at some point.
Yep,
what's the next movie you're recommending?
All right. We're going to change it up. It's going to be a chick flick. Let's go. Romantic comedy. Let's go.
What is it?
Anyone But You.
Anyone But You?
Anyone But You.
All right.
It's
But You, I'm gonna write that down.
Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, which is like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a funny movie.
You were talking
about this. This is also comes with a funny story that I'll mention. Well, not a very funny story, it's depressing, but I'll mention it next week. Unless I've already mentioned the story on the podcast, but I'll go more in depth this time.
I don't think you have.
Nah, yeah.
My recommendation is The Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger from the 90s.
Okay.
That is a very meta action film.
Okay. The Last Action Hero. All right.
Have you ever seen Last Action
Hero? Nope. This is perfect. Okay,
so a little bit, just the heads up on this movie to give you an idea. The movie was like panned when it came out.
Okay.
I want to hear your thoughts on it. Someone that's never seen it before.
All right. I will give my best critiquing of it and reviewing. But yeah, all right, cool. Talk to Hanus. I gotta talk to Hanus.
All right, yes.
So action and romantic comedy for next week. All right.
Like it. Anyone But You, right?
Anyone But You.
Okay. Thanks everyone for listening. Make sure you follow, subscribe, go to our website, donate. We can have new equipment and hopefully get this thing going. Spread the word. Really appreciate it.
Yep.
Justin, you got anything?
That helps us out a lot. Definitely share around. Tell your friends. If you like movies, we don't care if you just put us on the background for your road trips. I mean, that's what I do when I'm making... That's what I do when I'm making long, car trips by myself. It feels like I'm, part of a conversation. You can either take that as depressing or smart, but we'd love to be on in the background while you're taking long car rides. So,
I think it's depressing. Talk to your therapist. He's a space spider.
Yeah, he's a space spider. You can just consult Hanus. But, thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Everyone.
Bye-bye.
See ya.